Jesus Christ was on this wise. In the beginning, the voice of an angel spake unto Mary, saying, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God, and behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son, and shalt name him Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give him the throne of his father David, and he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Yet there were other voices in the land. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed, and further that all men should go to be taxed, everyone to the city of his birth. Soldiers proclaimed the law, the people of Nazareth listened with heavy hearts. For like Mary and her husband Joseph, there were many among them whose native cities were far distant. Indeed, the payment of this tax would be a burden to them all. Even the children stopped their playing, and the elders watched in silent resentment as the soldiers withdrew. And then the people began to speak among themselves. Will Caesar pay our losses or the cost of our journeys? And the rabbis prayed, God, deliver us from our enemies. And even so, Joseph, the gentle carpenter of Nazareth, spoke to Mary, telling her, It is the will of Caesar. Let us prepare and begin our journey to Bethlehem. Was that Joseph went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the distant city of David, which is called Bethlehem. And with him went Mary, his espoused, being great with child. For many days they journeyed. The road was long, and Mary became weary as they drew near to Bethlehem. But Joseph comforted her, and though she longed for the journey's end, she had no fear, for she remembered well the words which God had made known unto her. night had fallen when they came at last to Bethlehem. Already the city was asleep, and the inn was closed. Joseph knocked on the door in desperation. Aroused from his sleep, the innkeeper was angry, and Joseph said, "We seek shelter, for we have traveled far, and my wife is with child." But the innkeeper cried down to them, "There is no room here, begone." But the heart of a passing beggar was touched. "There is a stable back of the inn. Cannot the manger be a crib for him is to be born?" And so it came that Mary was to bring forth her firstborn son and lay him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. The stable was dark and barren, but within its sheltering walls, Mary and Joseph found refuge from the wind and the cold. And thus, they were accomplished, that she should be delivered. In the same country, shepherds abiding in the fields, keeping watch over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy. For unto you is born this day in the city of Bethlehem of Judea a Savior, which is Jesus Christ. And you shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And behold, there were three wise men who traveled from the east, and they were puzzled by a star they did not know, one which shone brighter than any other. And one of them, who had studied the heavens, said, "Verily, this can be only the star of the Messiah, King of the Jews." Knowing this, the wise men hastened to Jerusalem and came before King Herod, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east." And when he heard these things, the wily Herod said, "He is not here." But Herod was curious, and called on his scribes, demanding to know where Christ should be born. "He shall be born in Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophets." Herod spoke again to the wise men, saying, "Search diligently for the child, and when ye have found him, bring me word, for I too shall worship him." And paying their homage to the king, the wise men took their leave. Star which they saw in the east went before them, and as they made their way, they received a warning from God not to return to Herod. Ever following the heavenly star, They went forward until it stood over where the young child was, and they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. For now, when they came into the stable, they saw the child Jesus with Mary his mother. And they fell down and worshipped him. And opening their treasures, they presented unto him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. The shepherds too, led by the voice of the angel, looked on in silent wonder. And about them in the manger, and about them in the heavens that covered the earth, a host of angels sang, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill to men. The staff of Temple University Radio, WRTI-FM, sincerely wishes you and yours a most happy holiday. Merry Christmas, everyone, here in the free world, and to those behind man-made walls, the wish that someday soon there will be no walls, but one world of peace and understanding between all men.